Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this, but we're going to talk to John for just a moment, because I remember when Kamal Saleem was talking about how specifically that the Border Patrol was telling him there's over 450,000 radical jihadists in America. John, do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Listen, these are some exciting days, and you don't want to miss VFN TV. But Kamal Saleem spoke to us and shared that over 450,000 radical jihadists were entering our country. And this was several years ago, I believe back in 2007, 2008. And how many more have now are in the land, are in the country? And so what we're seeing now with President Trump is a protection.
And that was like a 2010.
Yeah.
And we saw the Border Patrol stand up and just applaud our president.
Yeah.
And the ICE, as a matter of fact, so we've been praying, God, protect our borders and keep us safe, and we're seeing God answer so many prayers. Mm-hmm. And are we seeing just,
yes,
like, it's exciting? We can't
very
do him
hopeful.
Justice. So it's very hopeful. And so you look at this, and so the president gets in. It's not even his first week yet, and he's speaking. He's saying, "Listen, I'm going to begin to resolve this right away. I want the American people to be safe." And this is him speaking to the Border Patrol, speaking to ICE, which is the Immigration Custom
Agency
Service. And they're hiring, as a matter of fact, he's talking about hiring 5,000 new Border Patrols and 10,000 new ICE agents. What will they do? They'll find the 450,000 radical jihadists in our nation and begin to remove them, including, he's talking about removing the criminals.
Yes.
That are broken.
Well, think about the drug cartels.
We're talking about aliens. We're talking about illegal aliens. People,
yes,
hear that, immigrants. We're talking,
absolutely,
about illegal immigrants, not immigrants.
Yes.
But of course, the enemy's trying to merge those two.
Right.
Illegal, the first word of illegal immigrant is illegal.
Illegal.
Right.
Right.
Let's go see what he says. Take a look. He's keeping our country safe. Take a look.
The Secretary of Homeland Security, working with myself and my staff, will begin immediate construction of a border wall. So badly needed. You folks know how badly needed it is as a help, but very badly needed. This will also help Mexico by deterring illegal immigration from Central America and by disrupting violent cartel networks. As I've said repeatedly to the country, we are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc. We are going to get them out, and we're going to get them out fast. And John Kelly is going to lead that way. Our order also does the following. Ends the policy of catch and release at the border. Requires other countries to take back their criminals. They will take them back. Cracks down on sanctuary cities. Empowers ICE officers to target and remove those who pose a threat to public safety. Calls for the hiring of another 5,000 Border Patrol officers. Calls for the tripling the number of ICE officers. And you both do an incredible job, but you need help. You need more.
That's so exciting.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember not long ago, they were talking about capturing OTMs other than,
right,
Mexicans.
Right.
And they were sending them back, this whole catch and release. Now,
right,
we can be able to make sure that these folks that are trying to do harm,
right,
you know, all these drug cartels can be actually seized and,
well, it says very specifically, we talked about the, you know, the oath of office for the president, for Congress, for sheriffs, you know, for police officers, says, you know, I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That's a beautiful thing.
From enemies foreign and domestic. We don't understand the word domestic anymore. That means somebody who's in America, who hates the Constitution, hates the American way.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to protect us from that. And it looks like we have a new sheriff in town, a president in town that's saying, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to protect the American people. And then people are actually offended because somebody wants to keep you safe.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. As a matter of fact, don't even watch that. We'll be talking in the program today how God is raising up new media. It's just time to just stop filling your head and your heart with things that are untrue, that people are promoting their agenda, and they don't care. They obviously don't care. That's one thing the president was doing in an interview, you know, with, I believe it was with Brody. We'll have that on a future program. Mm-hmm. It's just so much hit the loose. But he says, listen, just the forgotten man, I want him to know that he and she's not forgotten anymore. And this basically media has forgotten about Americans. And he says, and they're upset about it because they, politically speaking, he's talking about they have to win that forgotten man back. But you first have to remember him before you can win him over.
Yeah.
You're seeing these border patrols being mandated to be hired and ICE agents to be hired and the conditions of our border and our president talking about building a wall. Well, think about this. We talked about what was being said, but I want you to hear Kamal Saleem yourself. This is him speaking some time back, talking about he talked to border patrols. And if anybody would know if there's a radical jihadist in America,
right, it
would be Kamal Saleem. He's a Christian today, but when he came to America, he came to America as a radical jihadist terrorist years ago. He got into a car accident. He got put in the hospital, and Christian doctors and nurses led him to the Lord. It's a powerful, powerful testimony. You can find that on the Torch. But this is what the border patrol told him. So remember, this is why it's so important. It's not what people are saying it is. It's actually people that mean harm to our nation, to our Constitution, for our way of life. And their target, you'll hear at the very end, listen closely, he'll say, is actually the church, ultimately. This is Kamal Saleem talking about why it's so dangerous and why we needed 5,000 Border Patrol hired just now, or being hired, and 10,000, twice as many, doubling up on the agents that we have for ICE. Take a look.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Specifically the church. And he's talking about catch and release. What that means is, just like he said, they come in illegally, they give them a court date, and they release them. And that was 2010.
Yeah.
450,000 in 2010. And we showed you sometime on the program, one of the Border Patrol officers was talking to a truck driver. Yeah. Remember that? And he's coming from Mexico, and he's coming into America. And he says, you want me to show you my ID? And he goes, it just doesn't matter. Come on.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point of doing it anyway?
Not only that, but on the program, we've also discussed about how many people were crossing the borders from other nations in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And that they found all sorts of pamphlets and dictionaries and all type of things as they were trying to cross. So
the exact language used, in the context.
It's been porous. It's only this is a tremendous blessing.
Yes, but that's 2010. So Lord knows, you know, how many has come over since then. So that's why you need ICE. That's why you need Border Patrol. That's why you need, you know, support for our law enforcement. You know, they're the very front line.
Yeah.
You know, our law enforcement is going around. But this is what somebody said. Well, the countries won't take them back. OTM, meaning other than Mexican. A Mexican citizen can come over the border illegally. You could just say, go back home and send them back home. But if they are from Syria, but they came through Mexico into America, we can't just make them go back to Mexico.
Right.
So what we have is a president says, oh, they'll take him back. How? He says he's going to begin to deny visas from the legitimate folks that are in that country. that want to come to America. Isn't it interesting people want to come to America? It's like people aren't lining up to go to Afghanistan like this. I don't know what to do.
Not to Venezuela, not to other countries. Yes. It's America. This is a blessed land. And interesting that they're coming, their desired path seems to be Mexico.
Yes.
They're not coming from the East Coast. They're not coming, you know, necessarily from, you know, California or somewhere else. They're coming from Mexico, from the southern border.
So I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be
How big is it?
It's going to have a gate in it. You know, it's, you can come through legally.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that's the if you look at the purpose of the president, the authority that we give the presidency, whoever that is, one of their main responsibilities is to actually protect our borders. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your aquarium, listen to this, your aquarium does not have a glass container, you don't have an aquarium.
That's right.
If you remove the aquarium, that water didn't just stay there. Mm-hmm. It just pours all over the place. And that's exactly, we talked about George Soros and his borderless society.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.